When you abolish the police, you do burn down police stations, I imagine. Indeed, we have. or some people have, allegedly. But you're also the bigger part of abolition, as everybody is reminding us in that tradition, is the building of infrastructures of real safety, of real accountability, of real justice. You know, and it's the same with the family. You know, capitalist care has to be abolished in the sense that we all are pretty clear that care is a real need, right? What does the family offer us? What is the promise? It's like a promise that you will be deeply, profoundly, unconditionally, selflessly, uncalculatedly known and held, you know? Now, I mean, is the family really doing that? I mean, you know, I do think that the majority of culture and literature suggests that there is a pretty big shortfall between the ideal of family and the reality lived on the ground. But that doesn't mean that the needs and the desires and the hopes are stupid, right? Abolitionism is actually, I think, the position that takes those needs seriously, like seriously enough to be like, what if we actually tried to meet them? Right? And that's why, you know, a moment like this, where hope is so difficult a discipline, strikes me as the worst possible time to retreat to sort of reasonable, realist, sort of lowest common denominator demands, right? One of the things that mutual aid networks really show is that you can have what you want. You can have it for free. I've seen it happen and transform people a tiny little bit, 1,000 times recently. People think they can't have healthcare in this country. Indeed, because you basically can't, right? but then when you actually get given some, it's transformative, right? And you can actually, we can, as Diane de Prima says in that famous poem in the Revolutionary Letters, you can have what you want, right? Ask for everything.